Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go, Hour 1, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in. It's a terrific, humongous Sports Friday here with you. Jenna Rell at your service. There's Broaddus, former NFL scout, Super Bowl champion. James Tritely's in for Lucius Alexander today. Wolchuk's in the house. Chief did a heck of a job this morning with the morning show with RJ and Bobby out there at the firehouse. I don't think your mic's on, Wolchuk. Maybe it's not potted up. I don't know if Carter Freeman's here. His mic's
on. His mic is on, though.
It's on, but it's on. I can't hear you.
I can't hear him either, though.
Is he on, Tritely? You tell me Wolchuk's on, but we can't hear him.
Oh, no.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there you are.
Hey, guys.
There he is.
Okay, good.
Gosh, almost our blessings answered.
That's me.
If you want, I can leave, Brian. I don't mind. I just did an hour at KNC. I feel like my day's done.
Oh, dude. You feel good about that, huh?
Hey, we did an hour radio yesterday. I thought it was pretty good.
That is fun, isn't it? One hour, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Makes you envious of some of those podcasters that work for like 30 minutes a day and call it a wrap.
I like your statement before the show. Just don't give me any idiots.
I
love talking draft with Dawson. Dawson just will tell you what it is. Listen, I don't care what you guys say. Just don't give me any idiots. I think that's something we need to incorporate with scouting.
You know, I can take edgy guys.
Yeah.
I can take guys with a checkered past. I can take all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But don't give me the ones that are so dumb that they have no hope of figuring it out. You know, that's where I am.
I tell you what, I tell you, it's something we probably need to do more of.
Yeah.
Just walk in there and say, hey, don't give me any idiots.
Yeah, let's get this figured out.
Let's get it figured out and go.
You know, idiots will make losing way worse with how they react to it. We open with winners, though, not idiots here in the G-Bag Nation. Whenever we can, Tech was down 16 with 10 minutes to play. They were down 13 with 6 minutes to play, teetering on the edge. Bang, bang, though. The three-point shooting woke up in time. Arkansas's went cold after they were on fire to start the game. Mm. Darian Williams turns out to be unstoppable. Deep three to tie it with 9 seconds to go. Game winner in OT off glass. Calipari was stunned.
Wreck him.
First time he's ever been up at least six at halftime and lost a tournament game. He was 35-0 up until that point. And Tech moves on to face a number one seeded Florida on Saturday. I think first time they've been this far since they were in the Final Four back in 19.
Amazing. Texas Tech, I mean, I'm pulling for them. Obviously married into a Texas Tech family, but they also have our former head coach at North Texas, Grant McCaslin, who's one of the best dudes you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
And the defense is carried over. Like, Grant McCaslin is a mastermind. I had a bunch of Hog fans, including Tim in Carthage. Pappy was texting me, busting my balls, like, woo, pig soup. I'm like, just wait. Just wait. Texas Tech was ice cold in that first half. They still don't even have one of their best players who's been out. I think it's with a hernia or something. He was questionable to play yesterday. So hopefully he can go against Florida because they're going to need all hands on deck. It's a strained oblique with him. So it's Chance McMillan, who is all Big 12 guard, second team. If he can go against Florida, they got a chance. If they don't, I think the Gators probably have too much for Tech. But what a comeback victory for them. Second biggest comeback in Sweet 16 history.
We'll get the absolute latest on this matchup with Kevin Harlan coming up at 4:15 on the call last night. He'll be on the call tomorrow against the Gators.
He's usually on the big calls.
Yeah.
Wonder how bummed he is that Luka got traded because he loved Luka.
Yeah.
Anytime we talked with him, he was just gushing about Luka.
Maybe we can get a few minutes to talk with him about that. I'm not sure how much time he has.
We don't need to talk to him about that. It's okay.
You're right. It is okay.
I don't think people want to hear it.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, I think
Lakers
you're right.
Did lose last night.
They
though.
Did.
Yeah.
And it was Luka's fault.
Yeah.
And LeBron's.
No. LeBron can do no wrong. It's all Luka's fault. That fat, lazy bum.
Of course, Cooper Flagg and Duke did win. They held off Arizona. Cooper Flagg with 30. Threw some nice lobs. He had two pretty nice lobs. I think my only other observation about Cooper Flagg is that he needs to throttle down on his double arm flex celebration along with the LFG. I mean, he double arm flexes and says LFG more than Jack Leiter blows on his hand. I swear, Brian. Yeah, maybe it was just a big game for him last night.
Watchdog in his celebration.
I need you to diversify a little bit. I'm fatigued by the double arm flex, Cooper. Okay. And then I need to be convinced that that he can be a high usage, ball in his hand, dominant star as well. I think he's a scorer.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that. You know, I think that's a good compliment if you have him along with a ball dominant guy like a Luka or a LeBron. But I think that's going to hold you back if you're not a floor general or an absolute behemoth 7-footer from being a truly dominant player in today's game. Mm. That's where I'm at with Cooper Flagg right now.
So you wouldn't take him number one?
I would take him number one. Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I'd be thrilled
to have
him. We
don't need idiots.
Yeah. I think he'll be a top 15 player.
Well, I mean, he goes to Duke, right? You just assume naturally he's smart.
Lively's done a nice job with us. He's extremely smart.
Coward threw it out earlier today. Best Duke player ever. You're looking at Kyrie Irving. You're looking at Jason
Christian
Tatum.
Leitner.
Well, I don't think Christian Leitner's up for this conversation.
Well, just player?
Best college player?
Like, is he talking about like best Duke player to go to the NBA?
Best Duke player in the NBA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
then
I'm
Christian Leitner's not.
Grant Hill.
Yeah.
I think it's just three guys. You know, and I don't know if Cooper Flagg's going to be that good. But can't wait to find out. Yeah, Tatum, Irving, or Grant Hill. And I don't know how you decide between those three. I think those are three really, really great players. Maybe you'd go with Tatum because he's been the healthiest. Ole Miss, Michigan State coming up today at 6:09. Kentucky, Tennessee at 6:39. Auburn, Michigan, 8:39. And Houston against Purdue at 9:09. Who would you guys prefer at this point wins the tournament? Tech?
Yeah,
I know you're a Tech family over there.
Ideally, I would pick Texas Tech, yeah. Otherwise, Houston, I hate Houston, but I want to keep it in the state.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just go with the Texas schools. Otherwise, I wouldn't mind Duke winning for Hagee.
Yeah, I think everybody knows like somebody, or you either hate Duke, you love Duke, or you know somebody that likes them.
Yeah,
you know?
And I picked Duke in a bracket.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did win it all?
Yeah.
Who'd you have them playing? Did you chalk that thing out? Because everybody that's chalking it's got a lot of points.
I did quite a bit of chalk, but I also had whoever Michigan was playing in the first round, like UC San Diego or whatever.
Oh, that everybody was telling us that was going to be
that upset, and I had them ending up going pretty far, but I didn't put them in the final
four. Did you get influenced by people telling you that? Was it one of those things like, well, watch out, like basketball dudes were telling
you all
that?
And then it was also just like Michigan hate because we did the BetMGM show.
Sure.
And I picked Wisconsin to beat Michigan. Mm-hmm. And I just hate watching Michigan play basketball. I just think they're boring as hell. So I just didn't really like Michigan. But I think I went Duke and Tech in the championship game.
There you go. Good for you.
Nice job, old Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Paige Becker has confirmed she's going to enter the draft. Okay, she is not going to play another year in college or go play in that 3-on-3 league and then declare next year. She's in, probably going to be a Dallas wing. Very exciting as she's an incredible player. Patriots plan to release veteran starting linebacker Jawan Bentley on today. That's the top NFL story.
Stud, go sign him.
Three-time captain in the NFL. The only three-time captain at Purdue in their history. So
Drew Brees wasn't, huh?
A-plus leadership. He thrived in Belichick and Mayo's scheme of linebackers who want to stop the run and go downhill.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, that's a player that is out there. I think the Cowboys are fixed at linebacker, but that's one of the big football stories, along with Deion Sanders staying at Colorado. He's now at $10.8 million a year. So congrats to primetime.
He's worth more than that to the athletic department. Just with the revenue that they generate by his NIL stuff, if you could say that about a coach.
Yeah.
You know, his ability to
create revenue.
Yeah, it brings in boosters. You know, he's nationally known. He's on commercials. I mean, he does a great job of marketing himself. His resume at Jackson State was outstanding. It's turning things around at Colorado. It's amazing for a guy that has... He's done a really, really nice job. And a lot of people didn't think he was a very good coach.
I do need to apologize to Will Chambers, who's towing his balls off driving around. He just sent me the middle finger emoji because his Kentucky Wildcats are also still alive.
Okay.
So for Will, hey, go Kentucky.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Do you hate Kentucky more than Duke? I'd like to know that right now.
I usually would hate Duke more than Kentucky. Because as a kid, I kind of, for whatever reason, got drawn to North Carolina.
Yeah.
I don't know if I liked the color scheme or whatever it was, but I like that 2005 North Carolina Tar Heel team that Jesse Holly was a part of. Yeah. I rode them all the way to the tournament, winning it in my bracket. Rashawn McCants and company. And I kind of always pulled
Sean
for UNC.
May? Was that maybe Raymond Felton?
Yes. Yes, it was. Big Raymond Felton.
Yeah, that was a fun team. Okay. I guess the other takeaway on the Deion story, though, you'd have to take a pay cut to coach the Cowboys.
Mm. Yeah.
Big time.
He absolutely would. Yeah, that's the thing that, he knew what he was doing. He parlayed this thing into more money for himself. You know, anytime, and I don't blame him. You know, look at all these coaches that got raises, 2 years ago. Florida State got raised. Guy won 12 games, and then they fall apart. Got a raise. Guy at Washington got the Alabama job. Got a raise. You know? Guy from Arizona goes to Washington, he gets a raise.
So was Jimmy Sexton was the agent for
Jimmy
all those
Sexton
guys?
Yeah,
Jimmy Sexton
was a great job. Yeah, absolutely. He was pulling the strings on all these deals. But yeah, you look at Nick Saban and what he did at Alabama there, Dawson. I mean, he was making like 10, 12 million a year. Yep. And Alabama football was generating $100 million a year in revenue. I mean, that's
probably worth more.
Deion is what he's done for Colorado is incredible.
Well, what the Dallas Stars have been doing for their fans has been incredible. Storming through Canada the last two nights, Calgary and Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have won four in a row.
Yeah.
Everything coming together with the good offense. And
DeSmith.
DeSmith. He's brilliant.
DeSmith got good last night. They're playing him a lot more, aren't they, Wolchuk?
They are. They've been mixing him in quite a bit.
Are we getting ready for playoff hockey now? Is that what we're doing?
I think you're trying to save Otter a little bit, keep him fresh.
I think we are.
They're off the next two nights, and then they have back-to-backers against the Seattle Kraken on Saturday and Monday. Yeah. The Kraken below 500 on the year, but they are slightly above 500 at home. So you can't overlook them if you want to track down, as Corey calls them, lose a peg. And,
them.
And get the first place in the conference. It'd be nice.
I like that.
It'd be really nice.
Mavs win another. Beat a good Magic team in Orlando.
Yeah.
Snap their 3-game winning streak. And you played dang good defense. Jaden Hardy had 22 points, leading that big run to close the third, hit back-to-back threes. I don't know if Anthony Davis is right. Couldn't quite find his shot, but he did have 15 and 7 in 29 minutes. Clay and Max Christie had 12 each. Brandon Williams with 14. So
undefeated in games where Anthony Davis plays.
That's right, baby. 3-0 now.
The champion right there.
So now they're a half game ahead of the Suns, and I am back to watching. Okay, I'm back to watching. I'm intrigued.
You're back in. No.
I'm watching three different sports right now.
No.
You got Rangers. You got Stars. You got Mavs. It's a very busy sports evening.
Go ahead and watch the Stars, and go ahead and watch the Rangers.
You know, selfishly,
I'm back.
I wouldn't mind talking a little playoff basketball.
Why not?
Wouldn't you?
I think when Lively comes back, they're going to play such damn good defense, Brian.
Why the hell not?
Yep.
What are we doing over
there? I can't leave and come back. Yeah, come I can't on. Come
no,
back.
No, you can't.
Why
you
not?
Were, you were adamant about that.
It's like the Jeffrey.
I was done.
I'm out on this team.
I didn't know Anthony Davis was going to come back and they'd win 4-5.
Wait a minute now. You knew Anthony Davis was coming back.
I didn't think so.
No,
you
Fred
did.
Davis
you,
told
you,
us
you
he
knew,
wasn't coming back.
You knew
back.
That this team was going to keep trying to win. You knew that.
I mean, you told me that, but okay. I thought there would be a smart person over there to overrule Dumont and Nico.
Wait, a smart person over there to overrule? That guy should have stepped up, or Gal should have stepped up before they had that trade.
Yeah, I don't have to explain anything to you.
If there's a smart person over there.
The schmucks
I'm
over
watching.
There.
Okay,
don't let anybody
you.
Tell you
screw
had a fan.
You, I'm
that's
telling
right.
him out a fan.
You'll have me leaving the game in the ninth inning before Corey Seager hits the greatest home run in the history of the Rangers.
One of the all-time mistakes I've ever made in my life. I apologize to Wolchuk. If the Rangers get into the World Series this year, we're going, and I am not doing radio. I don't care. Okay? I'm not looking for a place. I was going to be there. We had it organized. We're going. If the Rangers, if they're in L.A. for the World Series to start game one, we're going to the game.
Make it happen.
Well, I'm sorry to bring it up, but I felt badgered. I did.
On what?
You know, it's a sore spot.
On me watching the Mavs again.
Dawson.
You know, you were coming after me pretty good.
Dawson.
So I had to fight fire with fire.
Dawson.
Use something else.
Grizzlies record going the wrong way. They have fired coach Taylor Jenkins. They are currently the 5 seed.
He's a pretty good coach.
Yeah,
isn't
why
he?
Would yeah. you be firing your. Did he do something?
Something crazy must have happened.
Is he there got, like a Ime Udoka situation here?
Did I see a clip where Desmond Bane, they had some altercations on the bench.
Something must have happened.
I think there were some altercations going on.
He's really well respected, like one of the best young coaches in the league. Yeah. And you're about to get into the postseason. Why are you firing your coach?
Well, Jack Leiter's taking the hill at 7:05 tonight against these Red Sox. Broke through against Luke Jackson last night. I'm dialing 1-800-BULLPEN already. Brian, for this baseball team, I think CY set a precedent here. We're not going to sit around and hope things are okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we addressed everything about this baseball team except the bullpen. Don't sit around and hope things are going to be okay. I got the solution, though. I'm not just bitching to be bitching here. I got a solution.
Oh, you?
Young guys are your bullpen when Gray and Bradford get healthy.
I like it.
Okay. You got Santos, you got Teodo, you got Leiter, you got Rocker.
Teodo, you're going to bring him up, right? You're going to let him. Yeah. You're going to bring him up.
Oh yeah.
What we need over there is, and Dawson, I know you. Every once in a while, you let me talk about racing. Are you familiar with what's going on with Red Bull's Formula One team right now?
No idea.
It's a joke.
What happened?
They took their number two driver, and after two races, said, "No, you're not our number two driver anymore." This kid, two races.
Wow.
They said, "We can't have you driving this car anymore. We're going to send you down to the junior team."
That bad. So he's not even good. Who they're replacing?
Yeah. So what you need is you need some Red Bull Formula One.
Yeah, front office overreactions.
You need the front office of that.
Yes, there we go. Yeah. That's who we need to take over. That's is Red saying. Bull. They make things happen.
You've not scored any points. Boom, you're out. We're not going to stand around anymore and watch you wreck cars.
That's a team that probably would have traded Luca.
Red Bull? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're probably right about that.
469 says, "Brian, didn't you know that Gavin's a flip-flopper? He said himself." That's Zach and Frisco.
Love you, Zach.
And then another guy says, "I'm weak for being back on the Mavs." I just like good basketball, you know, and I'm curious to see if this Mavs team can be good without a real point guard. It's interesting to me. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30, and I don't care if they dealt Luka. You know, I'm moving on. You don't have to move on, but I did. Okay. Big board report coming up next. Day three steals, pure gold in the late rounds for your Cowboys. That's coming up next, the Nation. Welcome back. We have the G-Bag of the Day coming up in 7 minutes. NFL Draft Big Board Report here in just a second. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, I have some day three guys that could make the Cowboys better. We start with the running back, Jaden Blue, who scored two touchdowns in their semifinal loss to Ohio State. I was already in on him. I was in on him that night, 5'9", 196. And I guess the issue with him, though, has been the fumbles.
Ball security and pass blocking are kind of a minus for him. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to have to kind of prove that he could do that to gain trust of the coaches.
And plus, you got Javonte Williams now to do that, at least for this year. That would be a surprise pick at this point. I think you have your pass-catching runner.
Yeah, but man, this guy is a threat with the ball in his hands, though. I mean, he can turn the corner in a hurry. I mean, he does actually have some power at 5'9", 196 when you watch him run. He's just not a speed guy, but the really quick cuts, the agility, make guys miss, break arm tackles. It's the fumbling and the pass blocking that kind of kicks him down the board a little bit.
I feel like guys can work on pass pro once they get in the league. How about the ball security? Can guys fix something
there
like
was,
that?
There was, yeah, if people know that you struggle with that, they're going, remember when Zeke initially always protected the ball and then he started fumbling and he started to see guys go after it?
Yeah.
You put on tape that you have a history of that. He's going to have to prove, yeah. And it might very well start for him in the preseason and see if people go after the ball on him.
Okay, wide receiver Kyle Williams is next up, Washington State guy who they note could find himself into day two. And if the Cowboys don't have a four, maybe this is not realistic, but he's a guy that I've been seeing quite a bit of chatter about.
Yeah, this guy, as I mentioned, he broke Des Bryant's Holiday Bowl record. If you watch the game with the Washington State and It was in Syracuse. It was pretty impressive how he did it. He is a vertical player. He's got super quickness about his game. He could separate down the field. Mm-hmm. He's got the kind of that vision that punt and kickoff return guys have because he's able to weave his way through defenders with the ball in his hand. Really impressive kid. He's not very interested as a run blocker, but he has these monster games where he catches these short passes and makes some really big, large chunk gains, or he could go down the field and they launch the ball and he'll go down and haul it down. So yeah,
explosive playmaker. And they use him on the move a ton at Wazoo. He transferred over from UNLV. I'd be surprised if he was there on day three. I think he's going to be a day two pick.
He's 5'11", 190. Washington State.
Okay. Now, speaking of people under 6 foot, the third guy on the list is awesome. 5'10", 270, Willie Lampkin. Maybe we should call him Rudy Lampkin.
Mighty Might.
With measurables like that, can a 270-pound, 5'10 guard play?
Yeah, it's happened one time, and I believe the player, and I need to look this up, Terry Long was drafted by the Steelers. And I think he went to East Carolina Mighty Pirates.
You brought him up yesterday on the draft. I meant to look him up.
Did I say right? I think it's Terry Long, and I think he was under 6 foot. This guy was is a Florida State champion wrestler. Has never been defeated. When you watch him play, Zach was telling me that he went to school. He started off at Coastal Carolina
and then transferred to
Carolina, and it's like a 6 year starter when you factor in the two schools. And
played a lot of football.
He's played guard. He's played some center. He's both sides. But he's under 6 foot tall and he's 275 pounds. But man, he plays with some serious leverage.
He does
when you watch him play.
And he's mean. I mean, he's got some nasty to his game.
Finish
he's fast and violent, sticky blocker. Once he's on you, it is game over. I mean, for his size, he plays with a lot of power. So 5'11", 271 out of East Carolina. Was Terry Long.
Okay. I knew.
Crazy story on Terry Long, by the way. 90s, 91.
Yeah, Terry Long, did he have a murder thing in
him? No, he committed suicide by drinking antifreeze.
Okay.
He drank antifreeze?
Yeah.
Wasn't well.
Wanted to take himself out of the game.
Yep. Terry Long, though, that's the only one I ever remember at that
he was height. And Wolchuk got it 5'11", 271. Yeah. So I guess pretty possible, and I guess he was killing at the Senior Bowl.
He's fun, man.
He is. Like I said, when he gets selected, everybody's going to say, you know what, that's a damn good pick. He just does not have the measurables. But I swear, Dawson, you watch him on tape, he never's on the ground. He's like, you see him just kind of, when he's blocking, he's so into the guys he's got, and he's able to drive people out of the hole. Or when they're, when you're talking about stuff that Dallas is doing with the lead blocking stuff, pin and pull, he is super athletic when it comes to scoops and reaches and second level blocks.
All right, it's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. G-Bag of the Day coming up in 90 seconds. We'll get you the best audio from the world of sports and whatnot and the internet. Coming up at 6 o'clock, I want to talk about the Mavs in this arena situation. Mm. CEO Rick Welts was on a telecast this week talking about how, we need to get this arena. We're on the clock. We need to get this arena done. And it made me think, what if they struggle to get support? Jerry Jones had to hire Parcells to get fan support. Tax votes need to be made. Can they get the votes, whether it's from representatives or from the voting public? Could this idea to get an arena with this group of Mavs executives be viable still?
Well,
and if so, would they be forced to sell the team or could they relocate, Brian?
I would say if they had to go put the thing in Arlington, yes.
They'd get the votes there?
Yeah. If they had to put the thing in Frisco, yes. Those are can-do cities. Their people show up when it comes to, sure, we'll take on, it's like Frisco taking on businesses and we'll take on the Cowboys. But their people step up. Like, look at what, how many, the old ballpark was not that old. And what do we do? Built another ballpark. That ballpark was less than 25 years old, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay, but Nico and Dumont can't speak publicly right now. They're having to try there. Those are in normal sports situations.
Revenue makes strange bedfellows. I think if you tell somebody, hey, we're interested in putting our team or business here, there are some can-do cities. Now we'll see what happens. The old mayor here, Laura Miller.
If they did it without the public's vote, like usually you need a public vote to raise the taxes for like entertainment tax.
Oh yeah.
I think bring these things to a public vote and people would say, no, I'm not approving anything for the Mavericks right now. That's my point, Brian.
Yeah.
And if the public refuses to build you an arena, what would the Adelson family's only response be? We got to sell the team or move the team.
I'm with you on the whole thing about moving the team. I know a year ago I made a rant.
Yeah, you
about,
have been talking
about that. I was thinking that
and I didn't want to believe you about it. But
this there is a possibility. But if you get a city, like I said, if they want to build it in downtown Dallas, you know, I think that Mayor Johnson there, you know, Mayor Johnson's the one that challenged the Cowboys. Like, listen, you want to put another NFL team downtown in Dallas here?
Yeah.
We're in.
Well, there's plenty of people. There's plenty of business partners. Yeah, a lot of reasons to love it here. Let's talk about it a little bit later on, because I do think it's fascinating.
I think, especially if
the team keeps losing. How do you get public support if all your good players are hurt and you traded Luka? I just don't think it's that viable right now, at least not clearly for me. Let's go into the Pimp Cup, where Tritely has your G-bag of the day.
You guys brought me back for another day.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you did a fine job. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Job well done, Tritely.
And then I start off the show and decide, you know what, Zach? I don't want to hear you talk. I don't know why.
Misfired.
Good afternoon, everybody. Gator. How are we doing?
We're doing well.
All right. We know what today is. It's the G-Bag of the Day, Monday through Friday, 2:30. We've had some phenomenal clips this week. Mm-hmm. And, of course, our champion, Mr. Jared Sandler. We always, again, opening day yesterday. I wonder how many inches the fans ended up taking. But that was, you know, we know how much the Rangers took. But
felt significant.
Felt
above average.
And here we go, our reigning champion, Mr. Jared Sandler, once again.
Boomstick burrito looks pretty impressive, though. I'd like to take that down. I think we're going to get a chance on Thursday, opening day, to take that down. So I don't know. I mean, how many inches do you think you could take of that, Chief?
Well, I mean, I did in 3 hours' time, I did the 2 foot boomstick burger. I guess it was a couple of years ago now. So if you give me a couple, 2 or 3 hours, I think I could put the whole thing down. But in one sitting, I feel good about the first 12 inches.
Who do you think can take down the most inches of the, you know, the station?
I mean, I don't want to be braggadocious or whatever, I think I'm leading the charge on that. I'm certainly the favorite.
That's a great line.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Walsh will be up there.
That's a 3.5 pound thing, right, Jared? Is that what we're looking at?
It is 3.5 pounds.
Yeah, I was told 3.5 pounds. How bizarre is that?
3.5 pound thing.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I would do that like a breakfast burrito. That would be really appealing to me. You give me 24 inches of bacon, sausage, egg, cheese, hash brown, maybe throw a little salsa on there. I would take that
every bit of those inches.
He's so confident.
He is very confident.
Being the leader there. Well, you know what? I think this morning, our good old friend Bobby Belt put together. Oh, yes.
Yes.
It is the diss track, maybe of the year, maybe of the century. I'll let you guys decide what you think of Bobby Belt's latest diss track.
On the cheap, yo, free those spending cash figures. We need zero hands down. I'll take Tommy Sledger, even Rego. Failing all the way through Cross. Hey, Joey, where did he go? What's up with this old phony ass loser and his drama? The industry can hate me. F him, go see my mama. How many flaws you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna slash all his money. I'm gay plocking. Play the clip and hide the eye roll of Sean watching. Sometimes you gotta stop down and show bitter. Certified board op man, take producer out your damn LinkedIn. Walk him out, bro, fine, you know that he been phoning in. Throw him then, just like fish, Richie Grigo in them. Safe eight, I hear you kinda dumb. Don't even know how to make a woman talks to him and they in love. Just know that you'll only fit in the tub. Tim tells me Choppy just can't handle when Sean's not around, and that's why Chi-Chi hanging with us at the firehouse. And Choppy never showers. What's that all about? Toxic masculinity, toxic from the waist down. Wah 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 wah. Bob, fuck them up. Wah 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 wah. They just kind of sus. Why y'all looking so sad? Can't you fight, man? Trying to clap back, but you only use your right hand.
Hey.
These boys is sus. 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 These boys is sus.
Oh, quite a performance there from Bobby
Dude,
Bell.
He crushed it. And the delivery was sensational. Well done, Bobby.
It's so good. And you know what? People are going to be in Dallas now jamming to this. So to Kendrick. Kendrick was last year. Yeah. We're gonna be rolling out.
These boys is sus. These boys is sus.
I mean, here's the thing. Medford sent that to me yesterday as a preview, and then we're like, well, Peyton goes sideways this morning. He's getting the full thing, and here we go. So just phenomenal stuff there. You guys are familiar with Mark DeRosa, correct?
Yeah. Yes, former Ranger.
Well, this was a couple years back. He was on MLB Network's morning show and just had a peculiar neighbor that he just couldn't keep his eyes off of.
I live at, when I'm here in this apartment where it's like just a big box and there's a pool in the middle.
Yeah.
And last night I'm out on my porch having a drink. I'm looking directly into someone's apartment and they are stark naked.
Really?
The guy is like doing something with coffee. I mean, literally stark naked.
I was like lighter in the room than outside.
Wait, what was
dark
this?
Outside? It cannot
he was
be
like making coffee.
Oh,
or something.
Making coffee.
Do you hear
with,
me?
And he took a couple.
Couple what?
No, tush at all pills. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, just an elongated back with a hatchet wound. Here we go.
Hey man. Oh, hey, man. Hey, stop, bro. Oh,
come on. I swear, I was like, what am I looking at? That is amazing. Go inside before I vomit.
Elongated back with a hatchet wound.
I mean,
right
that's
there.
One of the most detailed descriptions I didn't think I'd be getting, especially on a morning show mm-hmm. to get that going on. My goodness. Man.
Yeah, morning shows can go off the rails one way or another.
Well, we're
either family friendly or not. You know, got to make a choice.
Yeah, Sean and RJ is very much a victim of that. You got time for one more?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, let's go to this call, the Pacers. And we know that Quinn Buckner can give us a great call on the Pacers broadcast. This was when Tony Bradley, having to miss a three, missed just a bit wide of where it was headed.
Bradley, he's going to shoot a three.
It must have slipped out of his head because it hit the backboard and went to the backside. I'm sorry, Tony. You can't miss it like that.
Now, remember last week in Minnesota, he hit a three.
No, Chris. It was a nice try. Nice try. Again, this is one of the family you enjoy. Look, where'd that ball go? It goes by.
Where'd that ball go?
Behind the backboard. He's lined up. Think he got one going in. Lo and behold.
Just getting That's clowned. Good.
That is infectious. Thank you, James Tritley. Is it Quinn Buckner on the Pacers broadcast? Is it Mark DeRosa observing his neighbors a couple years back? Bobby Belt diss track or Jared Sandler with our Eric Chiafalo? Man, it's tough. I'll go with the champ, Tritley. How about you?
Give me Bobby Belt's diss track.
Well, Chuck?
These guys are sus.
Ryan?
I'm going to let the fans decide this one.
Okay. You're voting for the champ?
I'm voting for the champ.
Get on to at GBag Nation's Twitter account. That's at GBag Nation. And we'll create a little bit of an Insta poll at the break. You can vote on it and decide. You can break this tie. Then we'll get into what next, Wolchuk?
It's a little biggest L, biggest dub. Where have you taken some dubs lately? Where have you taken some L's along the way? 877-881-1053. We got Dairy Queen Germany and an NBA stunner. That's next.
Well, thank you, Tritley, and for Lucius here. It is the GBag Nation on the fan, and congrats to Bobby Belt, who won in a close vote off on our Twitter page, at GBag Nation on Twitter. Follow us there so you can participate in future GBag of the Day vote off situations. Here's Wolchuk.
All righty, Eric did an excellent job this morning with Bobby and Sean, and shout out to everybody who went out to the Firehouse Tour starting it off in Keller. Sounded like an absolute banger of a showcase, and everybody, I mean, the show was fantastic this
Listened
morning.
A lot this morning. It was fantastic.
They did an awesome job. So Eric usually holds down Biggest L, Biggest Dub Friday staple here that we've carried over from the nosebleed seats. Where have you taken some personal victories? Where have you taken some L's along the way? It's time for this. 877-881-1053. 214 biggest dub for this week. Yesterday was my 4th year wedding anniversary, and tomorrow is my son's birthday. Happy birthday, Ryan Bob. That's from our guy Woody. So happy birthday and congratulations.
Right, yeah.
I took a dub, but also maybe an L this week.
Okay.
The dub was Eliza, my daughter, started preschool.
Yeah.
So she crushed it. She was awesome. Did a great job for the 3 days. The L is, we've now already been invited to a couple of birthday parties from some other kids in the class.
That's an L.
So one, that is an L, but one of them's also a boy. And apparently he's already been going home and all he's been saying is Eliza's name and how much he loves Eliza.
Okay.
She's 13 months old.
Yep.
get your dirty paws off my daughter.
All right. How old is this boy?
He almost two, I suppose. Because like everybody in this class is like 1 to 2 years old. So Eliza's one of the younger kids.
Yeah.
This one's about, so I think it's going to be a second birthday party. Hmm. I'm already dealing with this. Are you kidding me?
You don't need to do that.
This is not, no. I don't think we're going to go to this kid's birthday.
No, I think kid birthday parties, you know, might seriously start at like four, probably. At three, they still really don't know what's going on. You don't need to stand around with a bunch of strangers and hand out gifts and stuff at 1, 2 years old. You know, let's just save this for like legit preschool.
And I appreciate the invitation if you're listening. I do know we have some Tolos that are at that preschool. Robert, the security guard.
First time parents are often very excited about these things.
Yeah, you know? Just
take it from those that know.
But I'm also just worried about myself in that situation with that little kid.
Oh, are you?
Don't be looking at my daughter like that.
Well, okay, so Eliza's probably the new girl.
You got a long time.
She's a very cute little girl.
She's just a start.
You know, not to add to your problems, but Eliza's a cute little baby.
She is.
So you know all of the teachers and stuff are coming in to see and making a big deal. Oh, we got a new one. It's Eliza.
Yeah.
So the two-year-old boy, he's just doing what everybody else is doing.
Okay, good. Yeah, I hope you're right. Yeah. You talk me off the ledge. I appreciate that because you've been there.
Yeah.
You got two little girls yourself.
It's not as bad as my L. Wolchuk, as that nuclear gas that I had on the final day of spring training was back this morning.
Oh, no.
It was so bad that I made her get up early out of bed to go get ready.
Because you knew what was about to happen.
It was terrible. And I like lifted up the blankets to try to fan it out again. And she was like, oh my God.
Oh, geez.
She went to the bathroom like 45 minutes early. Good. She might have gone into the closet to go to sleep now that I think about
it. Yeah, just get me out of here. That's rough.
I've tracked it back to dairy. I think I might have become lactose intolerant at some point along the way.
Yeah, that'll happen to you. You have a little bit too much ice cream or milk. I've been there before, you know, back when I was just going straight from the tub there in my fat days.
Did the Angels take an L yesterday?
The Angels?
Yeah.
I think they're like permanently taking an L, well, yeah.
It was opening day, and they've already used a position player for a pitcher.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely
Nicky
an L.
Lopez.
Yeah, ouchie. That's definitely an L to start off.
Not as bad White Sox.
Not as bad as Leclerc. He gave it up.
Okay. The biggest L yesterday, though, might have been the Lakers. Did you guys see this finish? Okay, let's play cut two here tritely. Here was the Chicago Bulls. An epic finish against the Lakers here. They're down, 6 points with 12 seconds to go?
Five? Yeah.
Here is what happened with Chicago hosting L.A. yesterday.
Get it into Vucevic. Quick pass to Williams. Big shot for three. Good. Oh, wow. 2-point game, 9.8 left. Oh, who scored? Diddy! The steal! Right for the lead! Yeah!
Big time plays! Big time plays! Kobe, wait! Sub-zero! Bang!
Doncic took the final shot before that. Here's Reeves. Reeves straight to the cup! Lays it in to take the lead! Bulls are out of timeouts. 2 seconds left. Diddy for the win!
I cannot believe this! Elizabeth! I'm coming, baby!
What? Improbable!
Unbelievable!
Impossible!
Magic Giddy! Good day, mate!
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. Good day, mate. As Josh Giddey hits the half-court buzzer beater after you had Austin Reeves get the layup to put the Lakers back up one, 3.1 seconds. Bulls get the inbound pass. Josh Giddey gets the 18-point night and a crazy fourth-quarter comeback for the Bulls. So, big dub for Chicago. Big L, though, for LeBron, Luka, J.J. Redick, and the Lakers.
Horrible defense by LeBron in the first three. Turnover on the second three. Mm. Shot got over him from Giddey. That was in LeBron's face from just beyond half court. So not the best LeBron moment. He only had 17 points. Maybe he's struggling to come back from the injury a little bit. But, you know, they've lost 8 of 12, Wolchuk. I freaking love it.
They have. So it's the Luka effect, man. You can't win with that guy. 817, biggest L, I lost my job. Biggest dub, I paid off my truck at lunch before I got canned. So there you go. At least you own the car. All right, that is a big dub.
Isn't it crazy that it's been like 20 games since they traded Luka? It still feels like yesterday.
It still feels so fresh. Yeah. I'm never going to get over it. 817, biggest dub I had yesterday was I got a $900 tip from one of our biggest clients, and I went and paid for three officers' meals that I didn't know.
There you go.
Amazing.
Pass it on.
Yeah.
And got to see the Rangers play yesterday from the 817. Shout out to you. 903, having a granddaughter today. Big dub.
Mm.
Congratulations. That's amazing. 817, just got the afternoon delight with the significant other. Yeah. So congratulations to you. Somebody's cashing.
We're better than a cigarette.
This is a big dub. Shout out to Derek Queen of Maryland. Now, they are out of the tournament now. They lost last night. But they had the epic moment in the second round of the tournament where you had the buzzer beater with 3.6 seconds left, and Queen says, give me the mother bleeping ball, and they went 72-71. So now he's got himself some fresh NIL deals. Not only does he have an NIL deal courtesy of TurboTax for whatever reason, but Dairy Queen has opted to capitalize on the absolute no-brainer partnership here with Derek Queen. Derek Queen and Dairy Queen, let's do this. So now they're partnering on some advertisements, including some of their new blizzards, which are going to have turtle variety. Remember, what is the turtle? Is
That's their mascot.
I know for the Terps, but like when it comes to
That's like chocolate
ice
and
cream.
Mint.
Oh.
Or chocolate. Yeah.
It's chocolate and mint.
Is that what it is? The mixture there? Like you have the turtle flavored blizzard?
Yeah.
I think so.
It's a good partnership.
Aren't the turtles, though, isn't that something to do with caramel and peanuts?
Is it caramel and peanuts?
I was wondering because, like, a millionaire, I thought turtles were something to do with caramel and peanuts.
Okay, you're right here. We got pecans, caramel, and a rich chocolate shell.
I should be cooking and not doing this job anymore. Put into a shape that resembles a turtle. Yeah.
There you go. I don't know what I was thinking there with the mints.
No, it's okay. Because I had no idea. I was just going to ride with you and think that was right. Big dub for Germany. They've now got an NFL kicker. Okay. The country of Germany is partying right now. They've got the Lederhosen out, and they are absolutely slamming brewskis as we have a new German-born kicker. Lenny Krieg has been signed by the Atlanta Falcons. They're the first team to host Krieg. He chose to sign with them. So congratulations to Germany as we have expansion.
Don't they have Woo there too?
They've got a lot of Woo and a lot of
United Nations of kickers.
Lots
going on. Failed soccer player.
He probably does have some soccer background to him, yeah.
I think we're going to get a lot of these now that Aubrey's shown the way.
He was part of the European Football League, so he's hopefully ends up making it. You know, they do have Young Waiku.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's going to beat out Young Waiku, but final biggest dub, Sidney Crosby, passed Wayne Gretzky, NHL record, 20th career point per game season.
Dang.
So congratulations to him, averaging a point per game this year. He missed two games, so he can only play 80, but he's already got 80 points on the season.
Where's
so 20
Ovechkin
straight years.
That
Ovechkin's getting really close to breaking the goals record.
Because evidently Gretzky's going to start traveling wherever they go.
Yeah, he's getting,
I think he's five away.
He's getting, he's sniffing
like that.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you, Wolchuk. Biggest L, biggest dub here in the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. NFL News of the Day coming up next. Where are we going with that?
All right. We've got some latest draft rumor rooskies. What the heck is going on with Aaron Rodgers and more of your latest free agent news?